Oh, and Slim said no more about the trap debacle. For that, I was grateful. I thought he handled the situation pretty well, saying just enough to get his point across without being overbearing. We'd talked it over, dog to dog and man to man, and we'd reached a good understanding. He wanted me to stay out of his raccoon trap, and I had every intention of doing exactly that. I would never set foot inside the trap again. I would never get within 10 feet of his stupid trap. Wild horses and camels couldn't drag me close to his stupid trap. And there the matter ended. Forever. As darkness fell, I finished my evening walk around of ranch headquarters and headed back to the office. You can guess who was already there, curled up on his gunny sack bed. Drover. I gave him a frigid glare and didn't speak. He sat up.
Hi, Hank. I guess you're mad at me.
No. Mad is a three-letter word that doesn't begin to cover what I feel.
So, pretty mad, huh?
What do you think, you little traitor? You left me in the trap and that's where Slim found me this morning. How do you suppose that made me feel?
Did you get fired?
No, I didn't get fired. I quit in disgrace. But Slim begged me to come back. He leaped to his feet and started wigwagging his stub tail.
Oh, goody, I'm so glad.
Well, you won't be glad for long. On your feet, soldier.
I already am.
Don't argue with me. March to the nearest corner and put your nose in it.
Oh, drat.
March! He whined and moaned, but I didn't care. He straggled over to the nearest angle iron leg of the gas tank platform and put his nose against it. He let out a moan.
Oh, I hate sticking my nose in the corner.
Good. Great. Tell me how much you hate it.
Well, I hate it more than dirt.
Keep going.
I hate it more than water.
I love it. Keep talking.
I hate it more than sneezing.
I feasted my eyes on his misery. So the point is that you wish you were somewhere else, right?
Yeah, almost anywhere.
Now you know how I felt inside that trap. Are you sorry you walked away and left me there to rot?
I knew you wouldn't rot.
Drover, are you sorry or not?
Yeah, but I couldn't help myself. I couldn't stop laughing.
I looked away and heaved a sigh. See, that's the part that hurts me the most. I was alone, helpless, and miserable, and you thought it was funny. What kind of dog are you? He was almost in tears.
It was a song that did it. I think it was some kind of voodoo song.
I studied the mutt for a moment. Voodoo song? What do you mean?
Well, it made me act crazy. I wanted to help, but that song just... Oh, I feel awful.
I began pacing, as I often do, when a light begins to shine at the end of the turnip. Let me get this straight. You're saying that the words of the song penetrated your mental mind and took control of your body?
Yeah, that's just what happened. It was really spooky.
This is interesting, Drover, and I must admit that it's an angle I hadn't considered. That song was written and performed by a buzzard, you know.
I know.
I know you know. That's what I just said, and don't interrupt me. I continued pacing. Buzzards look kind of spooky, don't they?
Yeah, they're so ugly, they give me the creeps.
And there's a connection between creepy and voodoo, right? Of course. Why didn't I think of this sooner?